Okay, let's talk about coronavirus. Okay, I know that y'all are freaking out right now, but you need to calm your little asses down. Okay? Coronavirus is not that bad unless you are an infant or you're sick already and you don't need nothing else on your back, or you are or an elderly person who is beyond 60s, 70s, 80s, senior citizens range. Okay, you don't need to be worried about the coronavirus. You need to check on it, though. Toilet paper and bottled water is not going to get it done. It's not going to keep you. We're going to drink the water so you keep hydrated, so you keep your immunity up. And what is the toilet paper for? In case you catch diarrhea and you have to use so many pieces of toilet paper? I don't get it. Who told you that? You should try to get your immune system up and wash your ass. Okay? That's what you need to do. Quit being nasty. Stop being nasty like Mr. Brown. This time, the only time I'll tell you to be like Mr. Brown. Stop being nasty. But, you know, it's hard to get adults to cover their mouths. A simple action, even in the medical field. Even around people that know they're going to be around sick people. You know, I get the sick people not doing it, but you be around some normally healthy people and, oh, not cover your mouth with your fist. Covering your mouth with your fist is disgusting. It's nasty. You might as well stick your head in a donkey's ass with your mouth open. Because it's just that disgusting. You're spreading. That's how corona spreads. When you sneeze, the droplets from your sneeze, they spread into the air and they get on things. And whatever you touch with those droplets on your hand, they get on everything that you so you should not be touching your face. But back to the, you know, some of y'all adults can't cover your mouths. And some of y'all don't cover it properly when y'all use it inside of your elbow. You're using the inside of your elbow as a sneeze guard. So the germs actually go to the floor, go on you. Your germs go on you versus spreading, you know, everywhere to everybody else. Coughing and whatnot. I gotta stay away from you. I gotta stay away from you. I do. But yeah, I've had the flu and I beat it with no medication. Just straight oranges and apples and grapes. Vitamin C tablets. That's it. Food. But you know, you guys out here, y'all take it to another level. Y'all sneezing y'all shirt. That don't help. Y'all sneezing with y'all open hand. That won't help. It's totally disgusting. And it's hard to get adults to stop being nasty. This nasty stuff that, you know, people always call other people nasty. They nasty too. Everybody does something nasty, but something that you're supposed to be aware of like that. Not to touch your hand. I would never touch my hand, open hand in front of my face, in front of somebody, or my fist. I'd probably do my forearm if I can't get there in time as far as a cough, but a sneeze, I'm gonna touch my hand, my left hand with my right shoulder all the way. Plain and simple. You know, but y'all dudes out here, y'all, I don't know what y'all do. Y'all just, you know, y'all just like to spread some germs on people and do nasty stuff. But I'm not going to go into nasty stuff. But coronavirus is a new strand of the flu. Hopefully it will die down. Don't touch your face. Yeah, keep your little ones, your little kids, your children, you know. If it's worsening, go to the hospital. Quarantine yourself. But toilet paper and water bottle ain't gonna get it done. Sanitizer, even if, you know, sometimes sanitizer ain't gonna help, because if somebody sneezes on you, they're basically sneezing on you, the germs go everywhere. So you sanitizing your hands, but then they're catching you in your eye and your nose and all your open, you know, you have two nostrils, two eyes. If they get anywhere near that, it doesn't matter if you rub it in. If they get anywhere near that, you know, you have it. You have it now. You know, and that guy, the Utah Jazz, they're going through after this dumbass guy touching all the mics. Like, the flu is serious as it is. People die from the flu. People die from the flu. But, you know, as it is, then you got coronavirus. They never heard that. What is a coronavirus? What is that? They think that's something new. That's not. And they get the line from in Costco. Like, really? Really? You balking up on toilet paper and water. You dumb. If any, you should be getting all your dry food and stuff. So if the truck stopped running, you know, because we don't grow anything here. The truck stopped running. You have something to eat, because you go out in the rural areas, yeah, they really ain't going to have nothing to eat. Because if that happens, because there's only like one or two stores that's going to be open, and if they can't supply that whole community, that's it. But I've seen this before, you know. You know, every so often they come with a new disease, SARS, bird flu, H1N1, mad cow disease, all kind of stuff run wild. Where's the CDC with all this is going on? But where's the CDC? Where are they? Well, you can't find them, can you? Yeah, never trust, don't trust doctors, and don't trust information just how it is, because anything with our health and the government, you should not trust, because then they come after the fact and say, well, if you know, either the risk was far greater or far less, or some kind of controversy that they didn't tell us or they didn't know. Like, it's just like outbreak. The general knew the cure. He had the cure locked up in a bunker somewhere, some facility, and he did not tell the doctor, the military doctor that was supposed to be coming up with something for a cure for that disease, for that virus, and they had it all along. That's how the government does. That's exactly what China did. China didn't start even telling their people. They just, you know, they lied about it. Then they lied about it to the world. They don't have it under control. Their population, they got people living on top of each other, you know? So it's going to be easy to spread that, you know? That's going to go around over there far greatly. It's something called airborne. It is airborne if you got people sneezing in the air. Yes, it is airborne. But, you know, I wouldn't trust the government. That's just how it is. I wouldn't trust the government.